Bill and O.C. Show continues here on ESPN 700. 7 days and counting till kickoff. We have obviously got dialed in on Utah and Michigan because you're going to hear that game right here. But just north of us in Logan, Matt Wells getting ready for another year of Aggie football. And I've been on record as saying this is the year. They're going to win the Mountain West Conference Championship. We'll see if Matt Wells agrees with me, O.C.
You did say that.
I did say that. Matt, no pressure. You're winning the Mountain West Conference Championship. How about that?
How's it going, guys? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing all right. You're just gliding right over my prognostication and the expectations I've just heaped on your program shoulders.
Well, no, there's nobody that puts more expectations or pressure on us than ourselves internally. I promise you that. I think that those are good things when you can at least start talking about that from a programmatic standpoint. That's always the goal of this program. Number one, to graduate every student athlete on time or early. And number two, compete for championships in the month of November. And for two straight years, we've competed all the way up until the last weekend. You know, last year obviously got beat on the last weekend, a chance to get into the game, and got into the championship game and basically one drive short 2 years ago. So that's where we want to be.
Coach, I know that you've got a lot of work to do, and it's starting just here a week from today, but last season was a really unique and I think in certain ways special season for Utah State football because of all the adversity that your team had to overcome and all the injuries and significant losses you guys dealt with but still found a way to be successful. How much did your team learn about itself, and maybe what did your team learn about itself going through all that a year ago?
Well, I think they probably learned a continued sense of togetherness, continued sense of how each guy has to play just a little bit better when somebody goes down. Everybody says, really, I'll be honest with you, outside this complex, next man up, a whole lot more than we say. We don't really say that a whole lot in here. But it is next man up. You feel bad and you're sympathetic to the player that got hurt or whatever from that standpoint, from his coaches and his players, but then the next guy's got to be ready to play, whether it's a quarterback or it's another position, it doesn't matter. But I just think you learn more about your team, togetherness, the sense of basically sacrifice and selflessness. Those are, I don't want those to ever be terms. I want that to be real life with our team. And more you have that, I think it's a healthy thing.
Matt Wells, our guest here on the Bill and O.C. Show, head coach of the Utah State Aggies. We haven't talked to you since camp began. What do you know about your team now that you didn't know, say, 3 weeks ago?
Well, good question. I don't know. I haven't been asked that one yet. Give me a second. Maybe the talent level of some of the youth. We have some youthful spots that hasn't played a whole lot in some areas. We're veteran like in some other areas, but I think the youth. The more we go through camp, I'm probably a little bit more reminded of their talent. They just haven't done it on game day. I think it's safety. I think we got three talented kids at safety. I really do. But, besides Devin Centers in a little bit of a role last year, I mean, they haven't played full time. And so that worries you a little bit as a coach, but you go back to their talent level. I think, we have we got a brand new punter. We got brand new kickers. And they're talented. They just haven't done it on game day.
It feels like football all over the country continues to trend younger and younger. Coaches aren't afraid to play true freshmen and redshirt freshmen with increasing frequency. If you had to suit up and play a game today, how many of those freshmen would you be using, Coach?
That's a great question because I don't really go through it like that. Again, I mean, I don't know, a handful, I think we're to the point, though, that you're not playing as many, which I think speaks to your depth and your recruiting. But I also, if a young man's talented enough to play as a true freshman or, right off a mission or as a redshirt freshman, we're absolutely going to play him in those roles. We've done it since I've been here, and it started with Chucky Keaton for me as a position coach playing a brand new, you know, true freshman, 18-year-old, a quarterback, and those kids are talented enough. We're going to play them, put them in position to succeed during practice, and put them in the best environment and practice you can, and then put them out there on game day and live with their mistakes and rejoice with them when they succeed.
How much different is this Chucky Keaton from that 18-year-old that you threw in when you were just a position coach? Is he a totally different player?
I can't say totally different. He's thicker. He's stronger. He's just as elusive. He's obviously smarter and a little bit more probably scarred, you know, from good and tough times, personal battles, successes, both. I think that does that to you. But every bit as confident. I'm going to tell you, I can't sit here and tell you he's more confident now than he was when he was 18, because it was very, very impressive as an 18-year-old, confidence. His ability to retain knowledge is just as good now as it was then. You know, you have a lot of those qualities as an 18-year-old, and you have to be successful. You don't all of a sudden get them, you know, now that you're 23 or 22, however old he is, I'm not sure. So I'm not going to, you know, I don't think every quality is drastically better than when he was 18, because he was pretty dang good.
That was probably some irrational confidence too, though, wasn't it, Matt? A lot of 18-year-old freshmen have some of that. His confidence now is probably comes from experience as much as anything else.
Yeah, Bill, it's hard to judge to call it irrational. I don't know. The kid went on ESPN2 to against the defending national champions and played pretty dang good.
Yeah.
I think it was legit confidence. And you know what I think gave it to him is his play in training camp that year, going against Willie Davis at corner, Nevin Lawson at corner, Bobby Wagner. I mean, he's going against some NFL players, and didn't throw a pick until, I don't know, I'd have to go back and look, like the end of the third week of training camp. I mean, to me, that's real confidence. And I don't think there's any question that carried over into his first game.
Speaking of NFL players, you probably have a couple of them on your defense, and spearheaded by a returning Kyler Fackrell. It was a bummer last year when he went down, and he's one of my favorite players in the state, and we didn't get to talk about him much last year. How has he looked in camp, and physically, is he 100% again?
Doing well, yeah. Doing really well. Not wearing the knee brace. Full speed, been through live contact in scrimmages and in practice. Held up well, done very well. Excited to watch him. Excited to see his senior year. He's going to have a great year. I don't think there's any question about it. I have no doubts. Like I said, just excited to watch him play.
You made it pretty clear you've got some guys that are going to miss some games at least the first couple of weeks. Have you seen some guys with more additional reps step up with some opportunities?
I think you look at the O-line, the addition of Ben Wysocki, UCLA transfer, has been very timely for us in many ways. Ben's a very versatile offensive lineman. He actually can play all three spots. He'll start the first couple weeks and I think give us good experience. He's strong, he's tough, he's very, very smart. You know, I think there's been some receivers step up with increased reps. And so I'm excited to watch those guys play. We've got a good bunch of guys around them. It helps Ben that there's other O-linemen on either side of him that have played in games and played well and returning starters. So that always helps those guys out.
You mentioned Bobby Wagner a bit earlier, and obviously he's one of the great former Aggies that's playing in the NFL right now. How cognizant do you think the guys on the team now are of the fact that Bobby signed the biggest extension, the biggest money contract for an inside linebacker ever? Is that a recruiting tool for Utah State? Does that help put the Aggies further onto the map?
No question. Everybody knows that and knows where he's from, and he's very proud of Utah State. I couldn't be more proud myself of Bobby and the man he's become, not only the player, but just the person. He represents this university well, this football program. To see him on Monday Night Football when he says the Utah State University, and he's very, very proud of it. And you see pictures of him all the time wearing our hoodies and T-shirts, holding Super Bowl trophies and that kind of stuff. We couldn't be more proud. Our team, you know, our current kids, a couple of them, you know, really the old guys that played with him for a year, you know, know are happy for him, and I'm gonna tell you the recruits see that. They absolutely it all matters in many ways.
Matt, I joke with you at the beginning, but I do think you guys have an outstanding shot at winning the conference championship. You got stadium renovations. Your facilities are as good as they've ever been at Utah State. You're in the conversation along with Boise as perhaps a team to beat. Obviously, you're going to have to beat Boise to do it. But, you know, you've been around the program for a few years now. You know this program really, really well. I mean, I don't want to say arrive because that might be the wrong word, but do you feel like you've got this program in the place you want it to be right now?
Not where we want it to be. We're happy with where we're at, Bill. I'm happy with the progress. Not near where we want to be. I want to be a consistent winner. I want to consistently win bowl games just like we've done, compete for Mountain West championships. It's still, to me, about the process, about every single day doing what we need to do. From an academic standpoint, a social standpoint, we're not there yet. From a football standpoint, to get that one trophy. There's one trophy that's not in this building. It's a burning desire for me, for our staff, for our players. It's not in here. We don't talk about it every day. We don't focus on it every day, but it's what we're doing every day that builds up and leads to that. It's investment. You got to continue to invest daily. Socially, academically, as well as football-wise, all that stuff, it all matters. It all continues to add up to me, hopefully, and because you have 12 Saturdays, and that's all you're promised. And hopefully we have a shot to play in 14 of them.
Coach, you've got a hell of a first 3 weeks, obviously. In-state game to start things out, then a Pac-12 in-state opponent, week two, and then you go and you take on Washington. Are your guys, though, dialed in on week one on Southern Utah the way you want them to be?
I promise you they are. Okay. There's been 40 Division I AA teams in the last 4 years beat Division I teams, 40 of them, 40 times. And Southern Utah's got two of those. And two in the last 4 years. We're very, very well aware of that. Coach Lamb, I've got a lot of respect for him, his program, longevity, consistency, toughness. Those guys are tough. Those guys, they've got three guys maybe on their defense NFL scouts are looking at. Their DN, the safety, and the corner. A big prototype pro pocket passer. These guys will be ready to play. They're coached up well. They have every bit of our full attention, and we have to prepare the right way in the next 7 days to continue to get ready for that game.
These 7 days seem like an eternity for fans and media types.
And head coaches.
And head coaches, too. You as much as you wish, and as much as you've got work to do still, you kind of wish.
I wish it was tonight.
Yeah.
I wish we were rolling tonight here in Maverick Stadium. We're all ready for the season to get here. You know, it won't be perfect. You know that on either side of the ball, but you want to see their toughness. You want to see their togetherness. You want to see where we're at. And then be able to identify some of the good areas and identify some of the issues you may have and then go to work week two and week three to fix those and be a little bit better team.
Matt, I always say this, and you're a sports fan. You like all kinds of other sports too. Football is the one season, whether you're a fan, a media member, a coach, a player, we wait so long for it.
It's hard, isn't it?
We wait so long for it, Matt, but it flies by faster than any other season. I mean, honestly, after every Saturday night when I get off a broadcast, you may do it when you go back in the locker room and sit back and visit with your family or your friends. You're like, oh, my gosh, this is 1 week. We're closer to the end of the season. I hate how fast football goes by.
I mean, you have basically you got 353 days a year is what I always say for 12. You got 12 opportunities. That's it. You work all off season, all summer, spring ball, recruiting, everything for 12 opportunities, and you hope and pray you get two more shots, you know, from a championship game and a bowl game standpoint. I think that's what makes college football special, is the build up to the season. But it also, man, honestly, that's why in high school baseball was my favorite sport, because it's like in the spring. I mean, shoot, we didn't go on Sunday, and you know, Monday through Saturday you had five games. You know, your mom was always washing your uniform. You know, it was game day. You never practiced. Football is just the opposite. You practice 5 days and get to play one. You know, So they're special. You can't miss an opportunity. And so I think that ends up being a lot of my pregame talk and build up is don't miss an opportunity. You don't get very many of them.
Coach, with all that hard work and in preparation and build up, have you had a chance to watch any NFL preseason and see your guys tearing it up, vigils on every special team? Goodness.
A little bit. You know, when we go upstairs to eat during training camp and the TVs are on, we caught a little bit of the Steelers the other night. Kevin Wimpy was playing. Seen vids just a little bit, but get reports from Zach's mom and dad. And, you know, we got Brian Sweet and Evan Lawson are with the Lions, and Maurice is with the Rams, and then Kerwin and Bobby and Turb we've already talked about. I get periodic updates. I don't get to see much. I've seen a couple of those little games up there when we go upstairs to eat, but very, very proud of them, you know. And then we got all these scouts coming in to watch us practice, and you kind of keep up with them a little bit through them. So it's good. We're very proud of every one of them.
It just feels very, very Aggie for Vigil to go in as, you know, an undrafted, unheralded guy and end up just tearing it to pieces.
Par for the course, right?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, same thing, kind of like in college. Unoffered, unheralded, Mountain West Defense Player of the Year.
You know? No big deal.
Yeah.
Well, make sure that you keep that Vigil pipeline open. And we're excited for the season, Coach. Thanks for taking the time. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Utah State head coach Matt Wells.